You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here to tell his neighbors to embrace summer yard work by way of doing absolutely nothing that involves any loud cutting tools.
And a very good morning to you all. Is it just me, huh? Like, am I the most miserable curmudgeon south of the Mason-Dixie line? Or do you too hate, and I mean really hate, the sound of lawnmowers? Oh, and while I'm at it, you can throw in the leaf blowers and the strimmers too. I can't stand the noise of these things. It's like a saw going through my brain. Maybe it has something to do with this late spring, early summer weather that we're currently enjoying, now that it's in the 70s and the 80s in the evenings, and we can sit out in the back garden and read a book or the newspaper, when all you hear are the birds twittering in the trees. Ah, so tranquil, so relaxing, until... Just when you thought you were possibly going to get really stuck into that book, along comes your neighbour who thinks now is a good time to get out the mower and do some yard work. Oh, and when he's done with the mowing, then it'll be time to break out the leaf blower, but not before, of course, he's done with all the strimming. Hell is a place where lawnmowers, strimmers and leaf blowers are all competing with each other to claim your attention. Just when the weather was beginning to cooperate, because let's face it, soon we'll be into the real summer cauldron, the raging inferno and the torrid humidity, all of which make it impossible to enjoy the outdoors by day, while the mosquitoes will make sure that you don't go out at night. So, for this brief window of opportunity of late spring, early summer, why can't we all just get along, eh? By which I mean, leave the grass, the hedges, the bushes, the lawns and the yards. Just leave them alone, huh? Stop bullying plants all the time. Strangely enough, though, someone at work told me recently that she actually liked cutting the grass. Honest to God. It was like somebody telling me that they enjoyed having their eyes poked with blunt sticks. Really, says I, you enjoy cutting the grass? I do, says she. I find it very soothing and meditative. Personally, I'd rather clean the toilets of Fenway Park after a big ball game than mow the lawn. But that doesn't take from the fact that I can't whine about it. And speaking of whining, it's the whining of the engines of the lawnmowers, the leaf blowers and the strimmers that drives me spare. Maybe it's me. I seem to hear them everywhere. Maybe they're following me. Maybe they're out to get me. For what? I don't know. Okay, maybe there was one time when I was banging on about one of the worst places I've ever lived, which was on a golf course in Florida. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? Actually, au contraire, it was the complete opposite. Because greens and fairways have to be mown almost every single day in summer in Florida. I thought I was going to go out of my mind. There I was, expecting that before I moved in, the only noise I'd hear would be the thwack of the golf ball as it met the club face and the expletives of the golfers as they watched their shots go awry. But instead, oh no, it was all day long. Oh God, even mimicking that noise now distresses me. Excuse me while I go and lie down. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.